You know, presently, Saudi Arabia is training and joined in forces with Syria and in Jordan. They have joint ground forces, they have joint air forces. They trained Egyptian pilots on the F-5. So that I worry not about the sale for what it means at this minute, but what it means and may contribute to participation of Saudi Arabia in another war in the Middle East. We could sell $20 billion worth of arms and would keep more plants in production. At some point in time, we'd blow up the world, but until that time, the plants would be in full production. I think there's an element of truth in the fact that if we didn't sell it to them, somebody else would, the French and the British. We saw that happen in South America. But our equipment and our technology is by far the best. The Shah of Iran wants RF-16s. He wants Sidewinders. The Prince in Saudi Arabia wants Sidewinders because they're the best. They're the most sophisticated. They're way out front. Each of these elements, it's true, it does keep us friendly with these countries, but there's a price. One has to evaluate the price you pay for every step you take. If we have to buy our friendship everywhere in the world by the sale of lethal weapons, then maybe the friendship isn't worth buying. And maybe if we said no to these people at some point in time and reduced, say, look, we can't meet this insane desire you have. I mean, it's just not in the interest of security.